Yesterday, when House Republicans presented their version of the Stock Act, a ban on insider trading by members of Congress, a senior Democrat asked a senior Republican about a provision that was not in the House bill. The Senate version covers something called political intelligence. The House bill doesn't. Democrat John Conyers of Michigan asked Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor about that omission.
May I ask the distinguished Majority Leader one question, why he took political intelligence out of this provision? And I yield to the gentleman.
Sure. I respond to the gentleman. I think that is a provision that raises an awful lot of questions. I think there's a lot of discussion and debate about who and what would qualify and fall under the suggested language that came from the Senate.
Political intelligence is what all the gentlemen in Washington are talking about this week. It's the phrase of the week, and we figured it deserves a working definition. Joining me is Wall Street Journal investigative reporter Brody Mullins, who's covered the political intelligence industry out of the Journal's Washington Bureau. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Generally speaking, what is the political intelligence industry?
The political intelligence industry is a group of hundreds, if not thousands, of lobbyists, former congressional staffers, economists, professors, and others who come to Washington, and they're trying to figure out what the government is doing in various policies that could affect the stock market. The political intelligence business has generally been around for perhaps 20 or 30 years. What's changed really is that the stock markets have taken off, and then the rise of hedge funds. Hedge funds are not looking to invest in a company or a market for a long period of time. They're looking to get in, get out, make a quick buck, and therefore little twists and turns in legislation become more important. Meanwhile, as the size of government has increased, the government has a bigger role in financial markets. So if you take the rise of the government and the rise of hedge funds and put them together, it really creates this need for this industry.
So if I'm an investor, I might retain one of these organizations or subscribe to their newsletter, whatever it might be, and I would hope to make some money off that, or at least avoid losing a lot of money that way.
That's exactly the idea. What makes it controversial is that these are not newsletters going to you or I that we can through our Fidelity accounts get a quarterly appraisal of. These are very high net worth individuals, hedge funds, and other really wealthy folks who hire basically teams of people, Washington insiders, to come to Washington to talk to their buddies, talk to their former colleagues on the Hill or in the administration, and get really market-moving information before anyone else.
And what would the Senate bill have actually done? These bills are a response to a 60 Minutes piece which said that members of Congress have been profiting off of insider information, non-public information. What would the Senate bill do to these people who aren't members of Congress?
The Senate bill did a couple things. The one thing that was most important was they would simply require the people in this political intelligence business to disclose their activities just like lobbyists do. Right now, there's absolutely no information about who is in this business, how much money they're making, who are their clients.
If the Senate requirement was for disclosure, it wasn't saying that you can't invest or get paid a lot of money for information, why such resistance to the idea of disclosure?
Well, as we said, we don't know how big this business is. Mm-hmm. A lot of the lobbyists who I speak with, in fact, almost all of them, say they have a little side business in this political intelligence world. So we don't know how much money it means to these folks. I mean, if everyone is involved, it's helping to pay their mortgages. It's completely underground. We don't know about it. And so maybe these people are all fighting against it because it's helping send their kids to college.
Well, Brody Mullins, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Brody Mullins is an investigative reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and he has written about the political intelligence industry.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.